Hoffman Estates,
Blog Talk Radio.
My goodness, we're having all kinds of little glitches this morning. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. Is this Kathy?
Yes, it is. We had a little glitch this morning, and sometimes that happens in radio. But I'm so excited to have you as our special celebrity guest today. You know that ironworking is very special to me. I married one. And Lee, they said it wouldn't last. What did they know? Now, when I talked with Mr. Weiss, he told me about the event that was coming up on September 25th. So I'm going to turn the show over to you because you're going to educate us too. Executive, well, you're the executive director of Apprenticeship and Training for Ironworkers International. Give us a description of what you do and how powerful it is.
Well, I managed the apprenticeship program out of Portland, Oregon for a number of years. I served an apprenticeship as an ironworker in the 80s and worked in the field for many years. And then I got in the training department in the early 90s at the encouragement of my my wife, and it turned out to be fabulous. And things just happened to work out. I worked my way up through the ranks throughout the Northwest, and then President Wise asked me in 2011 to lead the apprenticeship and training department for North America. And my biggest responsibility is probably just, we have 150 training centers across North America, and just making sure our trainers have the certifications and the education to train their membership. We have a very dangerous, hazardous occupation, and we need to train our members. We work in the air quite a bit. And anytime you do a task on the ground, anybody can do it. But as soon as you elevate that task just about 6 feet, it sort of changes that entire dynamic. So we have a lot of safety classes, a lot of education that our members go through just to keep up to date with all the OSHA rules to be safe on the job.
Well, what's interesting about that, Lee, is that the Silver Fox, he is a retiree from Local 395 in Indiana. His balance is so perfect. And when I say something to him about it, because the Silver Fox just turned 87, and he said, Kathy, my years of walking the beam. And at that time, Lee, they didn't have OSHA. I don't think there were any safety nets. A little sidebar here. Wandela, the tightrope walker, is going to attempt his feat in Chicago without any protection underneath. So they do have. What is the feeling when you're up there and you look down and you think, oh my gosh, this is it? But you do have the protection today that they didn't have years ago.
Oh, yes, and thank God for that. You know, fall protection is huge in our industry. And, you know, iron workers is an exciting field. You know, when I was a young kid in grade school at recess, I couldn't wait to jump on the monkey bars and hang upside down. Then I found I could get paid for it being an iron worker. So climbing on the steel was a lot of fun, connecting beams, laying the decking, et cetera, the ornamental, everything. We're in the air. Someone's got to be the first person there to put that first beam in. Mm-hmm. And we do our best to train our workforce because on safety, because one slip in an elevated surface, you know, it's pretty unforgiving. So, yeah, fall protection is huge.
All right. Now, I need to ask you, do you come from a family that were in ironworking?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father, many of my uncles, many, many cousins were ironworkers. I used to work iron in the summer. Right after high school, I paid my way through college. Didn't know if I wanted to be an ironworker right away, and then I found that sitting on the desk was something I didn't want to do back then. I was just too antsy. So I got into the apprenticeship and loved it. And here I am 28 years later.
We have we talk about college versus the Dom Pérignon of the trades, ironworkers. And what is just amazing, if I just may share with you, and all of you out there, you've heard me say this over and over again. our iron workers, the mission and purpose is to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood. And most people don't realize that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Now the website, do you all have your pen and pad out? www.ironworkers.org for more information. And I've always encouraged my listeners and wherever I go that if college, we're all for higher education, and I know that you would agree with me, and what you need to do is to sit down and have a good talk with yourself. Are you going to waste the 4 years? And after the 4 years, you have tuition to pay, unless you are a trust fund baby. But in ironworking, you're learning while you're earning. And correct me if I'm not right in this assessment, that your health care clicks into place, and so does your pension. And it follows you everywhere you go for time and all eternity.
Correct. You're very correct. You know, union apprenticeships, they're really a rigorous program of study, which, you know, often take the equivalent amount of time as a post-secondary certificate to complete. Mm-hmm. And you hit it right on the head. Is, you know, you go to, you serve an apprenticeship. You don't pay for anything. You earn while you learn. And I've told my own kids this, with zero student loans to pay back, my son is not an iron worker, but he's in college and he's taking out loans. And all his friends are graduating and they're, you know, either working in a field they didn't study in and they're paying these huge loans back. But apprenticeships, in any construction field, you're going to serve anywhere from a 2 to 5 year apprenticeship. No schooling to pay for. You're getting paid for it. And then the key is you don't have any student loans to pay back. It's incredible.
Well, it sounds good to me. However, Lee, you would agree that not everyone is a candidate for iron workers. It is, as you said, it is a very challenging, but just stop and think, no matter where you go, a bridge, a building, the towers, without iron workers, they wouldn't be existing today. And it is, I could remember when Bill the Silver Fox was working, and he did come home and he would go and work out again. And today, that has really put him in a position to be in excellent health because of the cognitive effects of ironworking and the physical effects. Now tell us about what's going to happen in Canada this coming week.
Every 2 years we have our apprenticeship competition. A number of apprentices throughout the country compete at the local level, and we get together every 2 years at a different host city. It's bounced around for the past 20 years all across North America, and this year we're in Toronto. We've had 60 outside competitors, and we have 11 shop fabricators, which is a separate apprenticeship program, but still within our organization. They're going to be competing in Toronto at all different facets of the trade that they've been studying and working on over the last 3 or 4 years of their apprenticeship. And it's a great event. They showcase their skills. They really are the best of the best. A lot of employers attend, and I tell you what, they pass out a lot of cards at the end of that competition. Whether you come in first or last, they're a talented group. You know, we've got nearly 12,000 apprentices in our organization. And when you figure 70 are going to show up, they are some of the best, and I'm really proud of them. Our future is in great hands with the young men and women that are going to be competing in this competition.
Oh, they're going to be women?
Well, I take that back. We don't have one competing this year. We've had many compete in the past. We've had a lot of females. We do have females in our organization, and quite great. They're, you know, they do things just as well as the men do. And unfortunately, we don't have anybody competing in Toronto this year. We've had in the past in other host cities, and they competed well. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we don't this year, but they do well.
Who initiated the event? How did it start? Who's Brainstorm?
Well, that was before
my
time. I was back in Oregon at the time. It started in 1994 in Pittsburgh. I believe there were only about 20 competitors at the time, and it's just grown every year. We've got a new host city, a new host local, and they get a chance to show off their training center. And we have a limit to how many people we can compete, so we're capped out at about 60 outside competitors. And like I said, we invited the Shopman this year for the first year to compete. They've always had their own competition. The fabricators are an important part of our organization because without them, we wouldn't be able to put the steel up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the when you talk about this being someone's brainchild, in 1994, it's a process, it's a learning curve, it's bringing everyone together. And what I love about being able to be an outside advocate for ironworkers, people just don't understand how important you are to the world and to the future of our world. And the little children that are growing up in our family, Bob was the ironworker, and he's the youngest. And he still recalls all of the experiences that he had. And I don't know if you know about Frank DeMarco from, I think he was from District 63. He and I performed in he's an actor, by the way, and I think he's retired. And we performed in Love Letters, and it was a fundraiser in 2006. And we were backstage just before we were going on, and he said, "Listen, Missy, I'm a stair climber, Lee. When you're climbing the John Hancock and you start your 94 floors, that first step, remember that iron workers made it possible, and you know that you're in good hands." And every time I do a stair climb, it's like, okay, iron workers, I am so grateful for your devotion. And I think that you've had the same experience when Bill and I are out and about. And he will say, "Now, do you see that building on Michigan Avenue? I helped put that building up." There is a pride within each ironworker that they relive the glory, because in many cases their work is buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. So this is so important for them to know that ironworking just isn't I don't call it a blue-collar trade. You are the Dom Perignon of the trades. And every ironworker that I see, I absolutely acknowledge them for their character and for their devotion in solidarity. Now, when are you leaving for the event?
My staff and I are leaving on Tuesday. We're going to set up before every competition that starts on Friday afternoon. All the apprenticeship coordinators come in for a two-day meeting. So the apprenticeship coordinators from across North America will be meeting Thursday and Friday for a two-day seminar workshop to learn about the new techniques and new training methods throughout the country. And then the competition will start Friday afternoon and end Sunday.
Okay, then we're going into Friday the 26th, and it will end on the 28th of September?
Correct.
Okay, 26th and 28th. Now, when the competition, just give us a little description. I know that you don't have much time, but give us a little description of each competition and the winner when they are proclaimed the gold medal. Is it a certificate? What is their reward?
The apprentices are going to be competing. They have a welding test, a cutting oxy torch test, ornamental, rebar tying, rigging, knot tying, a written exam. Everything they kind of do out in the field, we try to put together a short little exam or test, mm-hmm. you know, and have them perform.
Mm-hmm.
And we have great sponsors in our organization, a lot of our vendors, and they put up a lot of prizes, very good prizes, welding machines, cutting machines, jackets, hats. I mean, the winner is going to come back. He's going to need a moving van to move all the stuff that he won
Really?
We recognize probably the top 7 out of 60. Mm-hmm. We'd like to recognize everybody with great big gifts, but the top 7 are really going to do well, and the winner is going to come back with a truckload of prizes, and I'm really happy about that. Our vendors have been great.
Oh, I would love to be there. What an awesome experience. Now, do you videotape it?
We are going to have it, some of it videotaped on Sunday morning. Sunday morning is probably the biggest spectator day.
Mm-hmm.
Apprentices will be out performing all the visual tests. It's kind of hard for a spectator to watch the welding and burning, so we don't allow that on Saturday.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
Sunday when they do the rebar tying, the rigging, and then the column climb, which is the highlight of the event, we should have film and photographs out there available afterwards on our website.
I was going to say on your website, and the website is ironworkers.org. And what button do they follow? What search do they follow to find
Just have them click on training, and then there'll be a link to the apprenticeship competition. If somebody wants to view something from earlier competitions in the past, all they have to do is get on YouTube and put down apprenticeship competition, and we'll have many of our local competitions from across the country that are current.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a first bird's eye view of what's going on.
So, again, we go back to college versus the Dom Pérignon of the trade, ironworkers. I don't know. If I were a young kid today, man, that would sound juicy to me, that in 4 years I'm going to learn after I qualify. By the way, all of you, you just don't decide that this is going to be your gig. You have to qualify. But you're going to be paid while you're learning. I don't know of any field that has that opportunity. Is there anyone out there that offers that, Lee?
There are many apprenticeships in a variety of fields, medical fields, science, construction apprenticeships obviously are the ones I'm familiar with, and all trades have apprenticeship programs, whether you're a carpenter.
I know, but do they get paid?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. Huh. Okay, all of you out there, you could click onto YouTube and log onto YouTube and click on the apprenticeship competition. Now, here's an invitation. On October 3rd, I'm inviting you to call in early in the morning and give us your take on the competition, description, what happened, the excitement, and I promise I won't keep you on for time and all eternity. Are you willing to do that? Because this is all new to all of us.
I will make it. What, October 3rd?
Yeah, because you're
Friday.
Coming back.
I will be back in town. I have, as long as I'm not pulled away from the office, I would be more than happy to call in and give you a full report on what happened. My pleasure.
That, I'm planning on it, and I've put it in my book. Now, remember, I have strange powers. So if something comes up, Lee, just email me and let me know, and we'll set up another date. I did not know about this event. And when I had Mr. Weiss on, last month, he alluded to September 22nd. And we didn't have time to go into it, so I emailed him and said, yo, I want to hear about it. What's going on? And then, of course, he said, well, you'll have to talk to the expert. Thank you so much. I know that you have a busy day. And I want to remind everyone that you've been listening to Lee Worley. Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Yeah, yes, you did, ma'am.
Good. And he's the Executive Director of Apprenticeship and Training for Ironworkers International. Thank you so much. And what you want to do, radio is a strong communicator, reaching out with frequency, and it's an incredible marketing tool. This show is being archived. At 7:30, you wait about 10 or 15 minutes. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and you click on today's date, and you will hear the show. And I always encourage everyone to send that, shoot that email out to everyone in your database and ask them to share it with their database So with the click of a button, thousands and thousands and thousands could hear about iron workers and the event that's coming up in Canada.
Fantastic. Can I make one quick comment?
Sure.
One of the best things about being an iron worker or serving being a construction worker is that the skills are portable. And in 1994, work was really poor in Oregon. And I knew a man out of Local 395, and he invited me to come work in the steel mills. So I was working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, making a load of money.
Mm-hmm.
With the great members from Local 395, while there was no work in my area, and it was great. So, you know, there's always a place, there's always work somewhere in the country if work is slow in your area, and the brothers and sisters at 395 treated me very well. And tell your husband I appreciated all my time back there.
Oh, great, because once you're an iron worker, I mean, it just changes your whole life. And I want you to know that it has not been a boring life. It's been rather exciting. You guys are a breed unto yourself, and it's been my pleasure. Again, all of you out there, log on to ironworkers.org, click on all of the buttons, and be sure that you check on YouTube and find out more about this, because you see, I'm getting educated about it just as my listeners are. Thank you, Lee, for taking out the time. And have a safe journey and make it a great day. And I will email you the link to the archive, and you can listen to us on the air. And be sure and use it and forward it to your vast database. Thank you again. It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Kathy. See you on October 3rd.
All right, dear. Bye-bye. Au revoir. Bye-bye. Oh, how exciting was that? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country in the world and locally. And I must apologize, Lee, for the little glitch in the beginning of the show. You do know that I will be in touch with Blog Talk immediately and make them aware of it, because the timing was just so off, which is not like Blog Talk Radio. All right, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. It is 202-383-4800. Okay, now remember that Lee is going to call in on October 3rd. To give us an update, to give us a report on the competition. But in the meantime, you could call me. Oh, excuse me. Let your voice be heard. 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me at Kathy Watson, Post Office Box, 95913. And if you want to talk with me up close and personal after the show, my landline is 847-882-8717. You call, I have caller ID, and then I'll call you back. Now, my websites, www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. And then simplyageless.net. And then the third is Virtual Portal. They are my new agent, my source for spreading the word about Through the Years with Kathy, All Things Kathy. They are my agent. They are... yeah, I guess agent would be the word. Okay, here we go. Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.net. I was in oh, a little bit of a quandary about what am I going to do? Self-promotion is okay, but it lacks luster when you have to read everything. By the way, my resume is about 13 pages long. So when you log on, and the video, I did shoot a video, and I got an email from Tim this morning, and he said it should be done today. It's taken a little bit longer, but I said I want it to be right. I don't care how long it takes. If it's not right, then we've just wasted our time. But look, that's what's happening to me. I'm walking on air. Suddenly, I'm on top of the world. Virtual portal making all my wishes come true. It's a powerful communication tool, can be used to promote anything. Works with smartphones and computers, incorporating videos. Virtual portal can make your wishes come true at far less than the usual marketing costs. Log on, Kathy, simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.net, and click on all of the tags. You'll love it. So now, here's the difference. You hire an agent, a PR person, marketing, and you know the success formula is name recognition, exposure, repetition, repetition, repetition. Now, I don't know how astute any agent is, if he has the capacity to flash me all over the world with the click of a button. That's what Virtual Portal could do. Because you see, I have a message. Yeah. My mission and purpose is to redefine and change the perception of aging, not only in America, but globally. You see, aging has been spiritualized, theorized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. I am a fashionista with a can-do attitude. I refuse to take glamour out of aging. In America, they have this stranglehold on youth. I love youth. We were all there. But listen, all of you grasshoppers, we, the mature leaders of the world, 60, 70, 80 plus, are shaping the world for you. So listen to what we have to say and follow us. You won't be disappointed. And remember, you are our future. So we want to treat you with kindness and tenderness. But we also want you to know that you're staying the course. And if you want to find out about how dynamic women are, I have a mastermind group that when I'm in a little stuck-in-the-mud situation, I call them immediately. And within seconds, my situation has clarity. So surround yourself with mastermind people. And always remember, when I was in the world of fashion, and my contracts were a handshake, and there were several astute businessmen who decided that they would take Kathy Watson under their wing. And, I did fashion shows for fundraisers for the Republicans, the Democrats, for B'nai B'rith, you name it, throughout the state of Illinois, on the world stage of fashion. And I was dubbed Watsonburg. And when I would come in to pull a show or do whatever I had to do, one of them would come up, and I remember Mr. Martell coming up to me one day, and he said, "Listen to me, you're very good at what you do. But remember, there's always going to be someone better than you." And I went, "Gee, thanks, that's all I needed." My father, Pa, who came from Croatia, said, oh, his work ethics were just incredible. He walked to work every day, Wisconsin Steel. We lived on the south side of Chicago, and he built the house we lived in. He would say, "Katica, in Croatian, that's Catherine. If your work isn't done by 10:30 in the morning, you have wasted your day. Oh, that was all I needed. And then I have Martel telling me that I really had to stay on top of everything because you never know who's going to come and be that one little step better. But what it did for me, it made me aware that I had to stay on top of things. Be aware, be alive. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And I always wanted to keep a childlike attitude, not childish, a childlike attitude. And looking into the future, I remember climbing the Red Hill, the Forbidden Red Hill, by the way, that will be a book. Because you see, growing up in an immigrant environment, children were to be seen, not heard, and that did not resonate with me. So talk radio and I, being a speaker on international cruise ships, gave me my voice. And you just heard the voice of Lee Worley, the executive director of Apprenticeship and Training for Iron Workers International. Please log on to their website, ironworkers.org. Most people think of them as, oh, these burly guys, unsophisticated. Well, that's not true. They are co-creators of art. I have a CD out, Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession. I'll have to send Lee the CD. What a Noble Profession. They are brilliant, creative, and rather exciting to share life with. Because, my dears, you will never, ever, ever get bored. So now when you're on my website, Kathy Watson Speaks, or simply ageless.net, click on all of the buttons, the tags, and go to video and see Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare DVD. Send the CD and the DVD. I'm writing myself a little note. Oh, our bags are packed. You would love Timeless. No one in the world has thought of pairing soul songs and the bard, Shakespeare, and soul songs. And then click on books. And the first one is the ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Oh, Lee's wife will have to get that too. I love to give gifts. Move over, Ponce de Leon, and all of you experts in aging. Ah, I have discovered the secrets and the methods that are going to help you look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. And I'll tell you what's so great. No costly equipment to purchase. And the techniques and secrets are fun to learn, all natural. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life. The results are amazing. And then scroll down. And look at choices, awe-inspiring choices, revealed by successful entrepreneurs. A tribute to contributing authors, celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice choice and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. So what can you learn? It's never too late to fulfill your dreams. You can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live your life in paradise. Nonfiction. You won't put the book down. Oh, excuse me, I swallowed air. You will not be able to put the book down. Just hold a minute, please. Mm. It is so exciting to share this news with you that sometimes I swallow air. And, you know, it does happen, and you kind of cough. So, excusez-moi. And then the heart of the lion. Oh, my trip to Africa with Tom Puttrick. Fiction, but I want you to know that part of it is nonfiction. There's a love story. Now, choices, you could get the book. The e-book is free if you call in, if you get in touch with me either way, and tell me that you heard about the offer on my show. And I will email you the link. Then, with choices, you could call me at 847-882-8717, and I shall be delighted to give you a discount. Whether it's one or two, I'll give you a discount. But you will pay shipping and handling. Log on Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. Oh, you'll love the stories. Now, we got to go scroll down, and you'll see the heart of the lion, the dark continent. The dark continent is because not too many people recognize it. To illuminate it with the mystery of Africa, I would go back in a heartbeat. And yes, I could live in Africa. I was on a photo safari. I wrote a journal. And I called my friend Lee Puttrick and I said, I need an author, a co-author. Oh, she said, my son, Tom, my son, he writes books all the time. You won't be able to put it down. Oh, what a story. Come on, traverse with me through the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara. And then get his book that just came out on July 15th, The Second Coming by Thomas Puttrick, Tate Publishing. Yeah. The Second Coming did happen. Was the Mayan calendar wrong? What happened to the prophecies of Nostradamus and the future events foretold by many seers, from the Hopi Indians to the Chinese? It's a quest. Father Jonathan Deshays, Chicago, meets three others who felt their own destinies are tied to the discovery to find out, did the Second Coming happen? Yes, it did. You will not be able to put the book down. It is awesome. Absolutely awesome. And then you'll scroll down and you'll see 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2. I am the Passionate Warrior. Get the books. Now, The Heart of the Lion is through Amazon.com and Ex Libris. And I believe 101 Great Ways is available through selfgrowth.com, and it could be Amazon.com. Take time to live our world and life. Have so much to give. It is my pleasure to host Live with Kathy. I'm giving you an hour out of my life 4 times a week. And the pleasure is all mine. Now, why don't you take a few minutes out of your life and share with me your brilliance? Come on, hold up the mirror. Look at yourself and tell yourself how amazing you are and how brilliant you are. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. But you have to own it first. You have to own it first. I want you to be childlike. I didn't say childish. Today's show is about childlike wonderment. We're young only once, but we can't stay childish and immature for life. We're not talking about that. When you see people around today, the ones that have this childlike, they're just grasping, they're holding on to, the spirit never ages. The essence of the soul is sure and strong forever and keeps us young and whole. Oh, the body shows the time has passed when movement lacks in grace, and yet we know that deep within we're winsome, bright, and fair, just as we were when we were young. And life was ours to dare. Write down October 3rd, 6:30 in the morning. Lee is going to call in and give us an update on the event that's happening in Canada today. Our world is shrinking. But you youngins out there, I really call you grasshoppers. If you're having trouble deciding what you want to do with the rest of your life, remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. You see, if you don't log on ironworkers.org, it's an automatic no. It's an automatic, ain't going nowhere, just kind of stuck. You won't know. You may get the aha. There are so many areas that you could participate in ironworking. And gals, they have quite a consortium of female ironworkers. And I can remember when the Silver Fox was in ironworking and he was always pushing a gang. And I have to tell you something, every once in a while, I have to remind him that he's not pushing a gang. Some habits are difficult to get rid of. But when they started to make their presence in ironworking, I asked him, he said, Cass, they're good. They are really good. And they don't have to prove themselves. When you're good, you're good. But let me tell you, let me go back in time. Backward, turn backward, oh time, in your flight. Take me back when I was childlike in my fantasies of being on the world stage, and I was, via the world of fashion. And the advice that I got rules my day every day. I don't compete. I don't compare. I just stay on top. I'm not all fluff. I just stay on top of everything. And then Mr. Rosenthal, oh, the shops were Rosalie Incorporated. Oh, they had 12 or 13 all over. He would say to me, Kathy, remember, the only one that you're indebted to, the only one that you have to please, is the person that signs your paycheck. And I don't care whether it's a home-based business or it's corporate America, remember, you keep the person happy, your sponsors, your employer, whoever is the source of your income. And the tide comes in, the tide goes out. That's constant, in, out. But it's you, it's your choices. Your outlook responds, your life responds to your outlook and your attitude. And remember, if you find it hard to say thank you, make up your mind that there is something wrong with you. Smile. And thank you. We'll open doors that have been closed to you for time and own all eternity. And in your heart, just be in joy and gratitude. Listening to Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio. Call in 347-637-3789. And our guest today was Lee Worley. He is the Executive Director of Apprenticeship and Training for Ironworkers International. And he knew, as a kid, that was his choice. And when he said to you that when you come into the consortium, it follows you wherever you go. Now, he was in Oregon, and he transferred to Indiana to work there in the steel mills and made a ton of money. You never lose. Pro-union, you bet. I'm all for it. So when and where did it all begin? Log on, Google, The History of Iron Workers. You'll hear it in the CD. If you want more information about that, email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Call me at 847-882-717. And you know my websites. And you know that this show is archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on September 19th. Tomorrow, September 20th, is a very special day for the Silver Fox and I. We were married on September 20th, 1953, 61 years ago. And they said it wouldn't last. Oh, there were twists and turns. There was even a separation. Because, you see, I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. And a family of five, I learned how to survive. And Bill was an only child. And his father was very prominent in the field of construction. And his mommy just spoiled him to death. I love them dearly, but, oh, Grandma E. And we had to grow into our maturity. And those of you that, this is a little sidebar, that are experiencing a separation, don't be addicted. It's love or addiction. Separate. If you're meant to be, you'll come back together again. If not, then there's another path that each of you should take. And we came back together again in solidarity. Yes. I have a daughter, 60. I have two sons, Bill, 55, and Bob, 53. What precocious. You know what? They owe me an apology. They were so precocious. I when I look back on it now, I was not equipped to handle those three little geniuses. But we got through it all. And it's never a dull moment being married to an iron worker. So you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and you'll get all of this information again. You could pass it on, forward it to your data, your email database. Now, do you have a product? Do you have a service? Do you have a book that you want to share with the world? You know, this is your chance. There are no do-overs. Now, the only thing that's constant is change in the world. You have to shift your strategies to accommodate change. Ah. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I think of them as my partners. Let's talk. I don't know what you got. 847-882-8717 or email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And I'll work with you to produce your minute commercial, and then you're invited to co-host a show with me. And then you get to listen to you. Let's see what you got. This is a learning curve. It's a learning curve. Oh, you think you could handle talk radio? Well, let's see. Oh, you think you have a product that's going to change the world? Well, we'll find out. Mićmo vidit. That's that in Croatian is we shall see. As the population ages, the need for your products and services grow and grow and grow and grow. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. The mission and purpose is to educate you and to have you acknowledge, to recognize iron workers as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. College versus the Dom Perignon of the trade, iron workers. Log on www.ironworkers.org. And right after today's show, I'm off to the Hoffman Estates Park District. Yeah, stair climbing today. I am challenging myself on 25 flights. It isn't how fast or slow you go, just finish. But I'm not going to wear myself out because in February, I'll be doing 30 flights in the Oakbrook Terrace, benefiting the American Lung Association. But you don't have to be bored and lonely. Log on heparks.org and get acquainted with the 50-plus consortium. The director is Rika Cuff. She does a brilliant job. September 19th, you have about 10 days. Are you going to have more month than money? Ah, the tax man cometh. Oh, money, 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 power, money, power, money, money, power, power. Log on ahtax@ameritech.net. If you have a little issue that you need an answer to, Greg McIntyre will be delighted to work with you. However, if it's lengthy, the rates then are individually assessed. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, toxicity, trauma are all leading factors in premature aging and, yes, even death. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Log on, RevivaLabs.com. Home-based business, give me a call. You don't need a college degree. All you need is the desire to achieve. And let it be a family affair. But I'll tell you, I have the formula that's going to help you fulfill your dreams, your goals, pay your bills. And within that formula, it's going to offer you infinite opportunities to challenge yourself, encouraging you to believe in you. Need money? Want to be your own boss? Make it a family affair. Call me at 847-882-8717. I need to incorporate two PSAs, public service announcements. Currently, domestic abuse, there is verbal and emotional, too. Now, domestic abuse left unchecked can be brutal, even deadly. I want you to all call domestic abuse violence what it really is, a crime. It's a crime. Think back to when you were first in the relationship, what a lovely person this man was and how great things were. Then the violence starts. You don't want to leave your relationship. You just want the violence to stop. Darlings, it won't. Not without help. Reach out for help. Know what your resources are in your community and state. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline number is 877-863-6338. Men, yo, it's time for your voices to be heard. Take action. Many men very often are hesitant to make a statement. Now stop and think. What would you do? Do you want your mother, sister, or daughter to be a victim of abuse? Let your voice be heard. Get involved. Children are at the effect of domestic abuse. It will scar them for life. Treat them with love and kindness. They are our future. This PSA has been brought to you by Dynamic Women Who Care. And in Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline number is 877-863-6338. And beware of the latest scams, the con and scam artists. Do not give out any personal information. The PSAs has been brought to you by the contributing authors in Choices, Reviva Labs, leaders in skin, the leader in skincare, from humble beginnings to success. Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial services. My life's work, from frostbitten toes to fingertips. Rhea Schmidt, who am I? Where am I going? Oh, but Kathy, I've just got to be me. Rudy Segovia, son of a migrant farm worker. That didn't stop Rudy from becoming a master achiever. Rudy reached his American dream. And, of course, my story through the years and your greatest freedom. Get the book Choices. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You know, we're young only once, but we can stay childish and immature for life. No matter your age, don't let go of your childlike sense of wonder. We all start out with that childlike sense of wonderment toward life, but it's easily tarnished by words that hurt. You know, kids, children are just plain excited about being. Did you know that children laugh 300 times a day? Older, serious folks laugh, maybe 5 times a day. Don't you know that laughter is the elixir of youth? Embrace your childlike wonder. Because sooner or later, as we're growing up, much of the wonderment is lost, non-existent. Could it be the result of parents, teachers, and other adults who do not know how to both encourage such joy and wonder and keep it within age-appropriate boundaries? We're young only ones, but our attitude, our approach to life could be childlike. I didn't say childish. Have a spring in your step. Can you say thank you with a smile? Can you offer a hug, a pat on the back to someone going through a difficult time in your life? Such an attitude, in fact, may be absolutely necessary to any kind of one worthwhile adult life. Wouldn't you rather be with someone that is fun to be with, that makes you laugh? And watch your words. Emotional and verbal abuse could destroy any human being, no matter what. And remember, whenever you're criticizing or being unkind, you're defining you. Don't let that happen. Until Tuesday, make it a great weekend. Kathy Watson. Thank you, Lee. Au revoir.